Vayter in Shas. We are in Bavakama Daf Ayin, picking up on the very top of the page. First line, a few words in. Today's shir should be a schus for Liba Ahuva Baschana Riba. She should have a refuah shalema bekarov. Here we go. We're going to be talking about now about something known as Yipui Koach, and that is power of eternity. Giving over the ability to someone else to do something for you. Amar Nahardoyin. Nahardoyin said, Lo kasvinan orkisa amitaltali. Orkisa, says Rashi, it's known as a shtar harshah, and that is, again, giving over a shus to someone else to take your place here. We don't do that when it comes to the idea of mitaltalin, that is movable objects. Sakta the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Lamimar, my time, how come? Amar Lay, say back to him, Mushum Rav Yochanan, Damar Yochanan, Gazav, Lo Nitzai Shobayan, like we learned previously, that if someone goes and he steals something from somebody and the person did not give up hope, they weren't Messiahish, then Shnei Menuchon Laktish, neither one of them would be Maktish. Zelif Yishen Shalo, the Gadav can't do it because it's not his. Zelif Yishen Mashur So, and the other one, the Anor can't do it because it's not his in Rishos right now. Ikadami, some say, Nardorian say, Lo Kasvin Orkasa Amitatli de Kafre, that we don't do this orkase, this idea of writing this Shtar Hashra that you can give over the Rishos, the Yipoy Koach, on a case of kafre. What does kafre mean? That means to say, says Rashi, im tove mafkid l'neman bebeistin v'kafrebe. Kafrebo. Let's say I say that I lent to somebody my watch, and now I come to the guy, I'm like, bro, you know, you owe me the watch, pay it up. And the guy's like, nah, I ain't got none of your watch. And then you go to court, and then the court still shows that it comes out that he denies it in court. In such a case, then you're not able to go and do it. Taima, the kafre, de mechseh the kishikr, because since he was kofred, now it looks like sheker for me to give over the right of this guy to come along and go and take something from it. Of a low cut, if he didn't deny it, then Kasvina and Taka, we go ahead and we do it even when it comes to Metatlin. V'amrin Adarin, another Adarish tickle, Orkas Adalok Siv Be Zil Dunu Zachiv Apik Nafshech. If it's not written in it, that in this power of attorney that says, go, bring the guy to court, win, and then go and take this stuff. Right, go and take it. Lenafshach, let's be mashasha. It's not called mashasha. There's no shaykh. Nothing. There's nothing there. My time. How come? Mishum da amar le'eich. Because the other one could say. You know, there's one who supposedly has the watch. Could say that. What do you want from me? I don't know if you know who you are. You know, lav bal devarim didiat. You have no shaykhs to me. Rashi says neman da amar le'eich neman l'shliach lav bal devarim. Didiat, he could just say, like, yeah, I have no shaykhus, so I don't have to give you nothing. That's why he has to have skin in the game that he actually is considered part of the court, the case. Amar Abayev, Ik Siv Bey, Lamechsa, Lashus, Revia. And if it says in the Shtar Shra that he gets, you know, either a third or a quarter of it, then Migu the Mishtai Dina Apalka, since he's involved with half of it or a third or a quarter, Mishtai Dina Akula, then he considered all of it, he can go through into the entire case. Amar Amemar. In this case, when he gives over the right for the guy to go do it, go, bring him to court, and win and take it, Amar Amemar, I tafas lo mafkinan minei. If the shliach that I sent to go to you to get my watch from you, and he goes and he wins and he takes it for himself, then we don't take it away from him. This we have here, Rashi gives two different pshatim. The second one, which he likes more, is that since I gave over ownership to this guy by saying, go do it, therefore if he wants to, he can go and take it and keep it, and he doesn't have to give it back to me. Rabbi Ashi Omer, he says, Kevin de Kasvile, since I wrote this star for this guy, called the Misani Mindina Kabila Salai, that I accept upon myself any type of costs that are going to be part of this court case, Shliach Shavi, then he made him to be like a Shliach. And since he made him to be like a Shliach, then of course he can be Tovei and get it back. Vidar, some say, Shutva Shavi. No, he made him like a Shutuf, like a partner, which ends up being only half. Lamayan Afkin, what's the difference? Like we just said, Lemitfas Palga, in reference to get half of it, and that is a second shot. If you want to say the guy's a Shutuf, then he's able to keep half of the value of the things that he got over there. What's the actual halacha? Hilchas Shliach Shavi. He's considered like a Shliach. Therefore, the original owner gets all of it. The shliach is not able to hold on to it for himself. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah. Ganav al Bishnayim. Let's say I go and I steal a sheep. And the Rashi says, Klomer Shnayimi Idem Aso Shagana. We have two witnesses say that I stole it. V'tavach u'machar al p'yem. And then I go and I shecht it or I sell it. And also their witnesses see it. Oh, al Bishnayim Achirim. It's two other witnesses see me doing that. Then what's the din? V'shalim tashlumi abav v'chamisha. Then I have to pay not only what I owe, but also we got to pay four and five times, depending on what it is. Ganav u'machar b'shabbos. Now we're going to talk about just a not really a Kim Leib D'Rabbi Minei. We know the din of Kim Leib D'Rabbi Minei is that if I do something that two Yisurim are happening at the same time, then I get the worst of the two. So let's say I go and I shecht a cow on Shabbos that I stole. So even though they're normally tavach, if I stole it and I shecht it, I'm going to have to pay four or five times. In the case of did on Shabbos, I wouldn't have to pay four or five times because I'd be chayv misa anyway. So Kim Leib D'Rabbi Minei, ba-dum bum. God of Bracha B'Shabbos, I go and I steal it and I sold it on Shabbos. Rashi says, if I shechted it, then it's Kim L'Drabbinei. But if I sold it and if I stole it and I sold it, or God of Bracha L'Avodah Zarah, if I stole it and then I sold it to Avodah Zarah, which we know again, if I would have shechted it to Avodah Zarah, then I wouldn't have to pay the 4 or 5 because I'd be chayav misa for doing that. God of a Tavach Mer Kippurim, let's say I stole it and I, this is sheep and I shechted it on Yom Kippur, Rashi says, De ein zedono ela kares. Over there, it's a din of kares, and by din of kares, we don't have a din of Kim Leib D'Rabbi Minei. The gun of Michel Aviv, v'tavach umarcha, let's say I stole an ox or a sheep from my father, and then I go and I shechted it, or I sell it. V'acharkach meis aviv, and then afterwards, let's say my papa goes and passes on from this world, then, or the case is gun of v'tavach av, v'acharkach hikadish, or if somebody stole an ox or a sheep and then shechted it, and then he was makdish, the one that was shechted. In all these cases, Mishalim Tashlumi Abba Rachamish, you have to pay 4 or 5 times. Ganav v'tavach rafua, let's say I steal a sheep and then I shecht it in order to use it for rafua, for some sort of medicine, leklavim, or to use for food for a dog, hashochit v'nimseh treifa, or it's a shechta, it turns out that it's actually a treif, that it would have died, the hashochit chulin bazar, or if he shechts chulin in the azar, which you're not allowed to do such a thing, he can't shecht it there, mishalim tashlumi arba v'chamisha, you pay, you gotta pay 4 or 5 times, Rabbi Shimon poter b'shnei elu, Rabbi Shimon is gonna pater in this last case as we just saw, the 4 or 5 times. The case of Trefa and Chulin Bazar. Rashi says the Katzav Rabbi Shimon, Shchita Shein Ruuya Lo Shma Shchita. It's not considered a Shchita. Aval Rafua Vela Klabim Shchita Ruuya Hi. Dibai Matzei Ochel Minei. Because if he wants, he can also go and eat from it. Now we start off from the beginning. Let's say I go ahead and I take the animal and I go and I shecht it, and there are Edom that see me doing this. Right? It says, God, if I steal it, and I'll pish time, and two people witness it. V'tavach L'mach HaOPM, and then I shecht it or sell it, or you have two other witnesses that see that. That I'm gonna have to pay 4 or 5. Lima Sisan Loka Rabbi Akiva. Must be our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva, if you want to see Rabbi Akiva, Ha'amar Dover Velo. The Pasuk says Dover. Al Pishtaim Edom Yakum Dover. Dover Velo Chatzi Dover. An actual, the whole matter, entire matter, not half of a matter, right? Not half of a thing that's going on over here. Detanyam, we looked at the basic, because here, if you have two sets of Edom that are involved with it, one set sees I steal it, the other set sees I'm involved with shechting or selling it, then that's not going to fly. Detanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Kishahalach Abba Chalafta Eitz Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Lilma Torah, when Abba Chalafta went to Rabbi Yochanan to go shteig, V'amilah, some say Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Eitzel Abba, or it was that direction. Beep, turn the page. I'm a base Abba Chalafta. Amar Lo, he said to him, Haresha Achla Shana Rishona Bifnei Shnayim. This is a Gemara in a Mishnah in Bava Basra that if someone goes and they're living in a field for 3 years, it's considered a chazak, and even if they don't know the Shtayim, it's theirs. What happens if he eats the first year in front of two people, to aid them? Shnia Bifnei Shnayim, the second year also in front of two people. Shlisha Bifnei Shnayim, and third in front of two people. Ma, what's going to be the din? Can you put them all together to make it a chazaka? Amar Lo, he said, Harezu Chazaka. This is a chazaka. I'm really back to him. Afani Omer, can I also say, El Shabbat Kiva Cholik B'davar, Rabbi Kiva argues, Shabbat Kiva Omer, Davar, Velo Chatzi Davar. It's got to be a full matter and not only partially a matter. So clearly, our Mishnah cannot be like Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, you need the whole kit and caboodle. Edom had seen that he stole it. Edom saw that he's also involved with the Shechita or the Mechira. Now, Omer Abayabai says, Lav Davka, Filo Tim Rabbi Akiva. You could even say it's Rabbi Akiva. Milo Mod Rabbi Akiva, B'shtaim Omerim Kidesh, B'shtaim Omerim Baal. Isn't Rabbi Akiva masking to the fact that if you have two Edom that come along and say that there was somebody who went and was Makadish, a woman? Rashi says, Ploni es, the Omim Kiddish Ploni es Isha Benisan. Ushtaim Omim Baal Ish Achab Iyar. And they have two that say that she was Baal. She was with another person in Iyar. And therefore, she's going to be Chayav Misa for being involved. You know, that's Gilei Raios. Da'af Agav, the Ede Bia, Tzricha Le'ede Kedushan. That even though the Eidei Bia need the Eidei Kiddushin, because if it's just Eidei Bia and there's no Eidei Kiddushin, then nothing's happening over there. He's like, you know, she was a Pnuya, right? So Kevim, even though you need both of them in order to work, Kevim the Eidei Kiddushin, lo tzrich l'Eidei Bia, sent to Eidei Kiddushin, do not need the Eidei Bia for them to be correct. Davar Karina, then it's still considered, a Davar is still considered a Zach. Hachanami, here also then we should say that Afagav, the Eidei Tvicha, tzrich l'Eidei Geneva, even though the Edom that saw the Shechita need, those are the ones that saw the Geneva also, in order for it to mean anything, because if we got Yeshechta without being Gonev, then what's the issue? Kevin the Edom Geneva, lo tzrich l'Edei Tvicha, davar k'rinimei. Since the Edom Geneva don't need those of the Tvicha, therefore it's considered a complete and total shtekel. V'rabbanan, what about the Rabbanan that argue with Rabbi Akiva? Who's that? That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rechalafta, who say that the three are chazaka, can work. There are three different types of edim. Hai davar v'lo chatzi davar, the mutim, what's it coming to the memayit? The me'udei echad omer echad begaba, echad omer echad bekresa. This is a case where we're trying to figure out if a girl is a gedola. Rashi says, v'katsu l'shavi gedola le'inyan onshin, for reference to punishment. O le'inyan sheyu kidusha, kidushin, to show that her kidushin is actually considered kidushin, if she's a gedola. So one says, I saw begaba, Rashi says, I saw that there was hair by her knuckles. And v'echad omer, echad omer, echad bekresa, that I saw that there was hair on her stomach. That's the case it's coming to exclude. It says Gemara, hi chatzi dover v'chatzi edus hu. This can't be what we're coming to in Maya, because that's just called a chatzi edus that you can't have. El lemute, what's it coming to exclude? Shnayim omrim echad begaba. You have two people saying we saw hair on her knuckles. Shnayim omrim, and two come and say echad bekresa, one on the kresa on her stomach. So what comes out, they have two edim saying about each hair, and they would be good if not for this shtick that we said, davar, but not a chetzi davar. Ha hani amri kitanahi, vahani amri kitanahi. Each one of them ends up saying that she's a kitana, so it comes out in reference to make her a gedola, each one is just a chetzi davar, and therefore it's memu'atid, it's excluded from the previous thing. But in the case of the three-year chazaka shtickle, and each individual testimony, even though it can't make a chazaka, it's actually going to show that they had the land at the time. Lefi, and therefore, when you put it all together, it works according to the Chachamim who argue on Rabbi Akiva. Next part of the Mishnah, we said that if a person got from Machab Shabbos, someone stole an animal and then sold it on Shabbos, he's going to pay the 4 or 5. I fedek the Gemara of Atanya, Wellington, Abraisa, Potter. If he sold the animal, he sold it on Shabbos, he's going to be Potter for having to pay Arba Dalad Vachamesh, Dalad Vahay. Rami Bar Chama, Ki Tanya, he the Potter. When we're taught in the Braisa that the Ganav is going to be Potter when he sells it on Shabbos, Ba'omer lo Akots Te'ena, Mite'enasi. It's talking about a case where the buyer says to the seller, means a new buyer who's selling it, to saying to the seller who's the ganav, cut off a fig from my tree, v'tikni li gnevusich, and that which I will acquire, that which you stole over here. In that case, if kimli b'derabim mei, because the guy's going to be killed for doing ketzitza over there. Amre, they sailed on. V'keva dechitav le kamon bedina lo amrinan le zil shalim demechayev b'nafshahu. But hold on one second. Since this buyer was going to go take this ganav to court, right, to get the fig back, we're not going to say to him, to the ganav, okay, you have to go pay him. Why not? Because he's chayev, because he was involved with cutting the fig, therefore he's chayev misa. Ha mechira nami la mechira. Then we say this sale is also not a sale, even if he wants to keep his part and go through with the actual sale. Elam, Rav Papa, Rav Papa explains, what does it mean? Ba'omer lo zrok g'nevasich g'chatzrai. We're talking about a case with this buyer. Says to the ganav, throw what you have stolen into my chatzer, v'tikni li g'nevasich, and then I will acquire this g'nev, this thing you stole. That's called lotsa. It's going from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Hayachid, and therefore you have kimli b'derabi m'nei, and that's what that's referencing. Kiman, who is this going like, which says that someone's going to be chayav for doing this shtickle of giving over on the Shabbos. Okay, Rabbi Akiva. It's going like Rabbi Akiva, the Amar, who says, Kluta Kemishon Chadamia. Ooh, wow. This is a beautiful sugya. We did this way back in the day in Shabbos, and we saw it in Gittin as well. Right? So we're talking about over here that it's, even before it reaches the ground, it's still going to be considered chayav, because we say Kluta, something that's in the airspace. She says, Zorik Mershus Rishus, Kevich Kulta Avir and Eschayav Mishum Shabbos, Nimsa Chiyuv Shabbos, Chiyuv Mechira, Bangech, they're coming at the same time. Shavir Chatzar Kana Lukech, the Kevin the Sofla Nuach, Kimunach Tami, therefore it's still there. If eat the Rabbanon, and if, because if you want to say it's going through Rabbanon, you're arguing with Kiva, why is he going to be putter from Dalad Vehe? Kevin Damati Lachatzar Beso Kana. As soon as this animal reaches the airspace of the chatzer, he's going to acquire it. Therefore, lenin Shabbos lo mechayev adamati la'ara. But in reference to the chiyuv of Shabbos, he's not going to be chayev until it actually reaches the ground. Therefore, it's not kibbutz the rabbi minay, and it would actually be takah b'chayev in both of them. Says the Gemara, lav dafka. We could even go in the world of the chum here. But omer lo tikni li genevu sicha chetanuach. It's a case maybe where the buyer says that which you have stolen is not going to be acquired by me until it rests on the ground. Therefore, the two things are coming like one. Rava Amar, why'd you get rid of Rabbi Chama? Lom Kerami Bar Chama. Really, it's going to Rabbi Chama. That we're talking about a case where the sale of the stolen thing was done by him cutting off the fig from the fig tree. And you say, but that's not considered like a sale at all because the buyer can't sue the ganav to return it. Or, you know, what its value, that's not the case, because it's going to work, like we see, Esnan, Aser Torah, Vafilu Ba'al Imo. We know that the money that's used in order to be with a Zona is not able to go and bring some sort of carbon. The Pasuk says that Lo Savi Esnan Zona, the money that you use as compensation is being used in order to hire a Zona, Umechir Kelev, or that for a dog, to go ahead to base Hashem Elokecha l'chol neder for any neder that you made. Ki tov es Hashem Elokecha gam shneim, it's a to'eva. So Eston Aser Torah, v'afilu ba'al imo, even if he's ba'al imo, even if it's with his own mother, v'im tavale kama, kaman bedina. Now, if the mother would sue the son and bring it to court for the amount that was oter, mi aminan like kum hav la Eston, would we say, like, get up and pay her, like, give her the money? Like, of course we're not going to say such a thing. Ella, afal gav, dechi katava le bedina lo amina le zil havla, even though we don't say to give it to her, kem dechi yayivla, if he does give it to her, have esnan, it's considered esnan, and therefore it's going to be usser. And we don't say that since this money is not enforced by the Beis Din, then therefore it's considered some sort of matana, and therefore there's no shaykhis, therefore it's going to be a mutter. Hachanami here also in this case, of the ganav who creates the sale, by taking the fig, afa gavdilin tashlumen, even though when it comes to the idea of having to pay the tashlumen, itava bedina kamad lo amrina lezil shalim, if the buyer was go sue this ganav before, you know, the court for the fig, that we're not going to say to the ganav, go and pay the guy back, beep, turn the page. Hafilachi, even so, kivin the kamakti lebachi, since he does give over this animal to the buyer for the fig, having mechira, it's considered like it is a sale. It's not considered like a matana, right? Nice try. Rashi says, "Afilachi ki yoyv lachayil alei detle as iser esnan hachanami," here too as well. So it's not considered a separate thing. And then for the brisa that says that one who sold an animal on Shabbos is going to be putter from paying. Could be talking about a case where the sale was done by the thief cutting off this fig from the tree, like we said, Rabbi Bar Chama, and he's actually still alive. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.